you hear the good news? You don't have to run and hide. You can drop all your defenses. His arms are open wide.
This is WCNO, Palm City, the good news station.
Well, good morning, everyone. Our time, 7 o'clock here at WCNO. And those phone lines have already opened up this morning. We have $527 raised thanks to some folks calling in and giving a matching funds challenge already today. And we are on our way. Listen to this. We have $94,427 raised. We have $100,573 to go.
Praise God.
And that's praise good. God is right. We are taking one step at a time. We're getting there with your help and your gifts of support. If you haven't renewed your giving, today would be a great day to renew your giving. Maybe you've been giving over the last few months, maybe for the last several years, and you didn't get that response card back to us. Well, we hope that you'll do that today. It means a big difference to us. It makes a big difference to us when you renew your support. We love to have our friends. We had a number of our friends that have been giving for years have already sent in their response card. So if you haven't done that, join them. Let us know that we can count on your continued support. We do not automatically renew you. We don't take you for granted. So we do ask that you call and let us know if you have not responded by the mail. Call and let us know that we can count on your continued support here today at WCNO Radio. $573 away from that next $1,000 level.
That's right.
We had a wonderful day yesterday. We had...
yes, we did.
Just a great day.
Great day.
Yes, indeed. We had a brother in the Lord. Paul came by, shared with us a little bit about how the station had touched him. You know, you stop sometimes and think about all the people like Paul and others that the station ministers to. You know, it's amazing that people's hearts and lives are being touched every day.
That's right.
You know, you get up in the morning, you turn on the radio, or the radio wakes you up in the morning with the music and the message of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Right from the start. It helps when you're going through times of trials and troubles, and you know, that's what Paul was talking about yesterday. You know,
that's
when
right.
he lost his job, he was able to focus on the Word of God and maintain his focus, his direction, and get out there and do what he needed to do, and got another job. God blessed him, brought him through that, and through the loss of his parents and and other times. The consistent thing that was there was the Word of God.
Yes.
And Christian radio helping him each and every day. And he talked about that. And I thought, you know, sometimes that gets away from us. You know, we listen to the music, we listen to the program, and we say, well, that's good. I'm glad I got some teaching today. I'm glad I got some inspiration from the song. But sometimes we forget that it's that song, that inspiration, that teaching, that word that is truly making a difference in somebody's life.
That's right.
To know that God is there, that God takes care of them, that God is in control, that God has not forgotten them, that he loves them and cares for them, and gives them that help, that hope, and that direction that we all need. And that's what Christian radio is doing around the world, wherever Christian radio is found.
That's right.
That's, what's taking place.
That's what our members are doing. Our family members are helping to spread the gospel all over the world to people like Paul, who are all of a sudden find themselves in situations they didn't expect.
That's right.
And it ministers the Word of God. Just one word can change their life and take them in the right direction. So
Amen.
That's what our family is doing. By every dollar they give, they're spreading the gospel forward. They're actually ministering and spreading the Word of God across to everybody who needs to hear. And you never know who is getting, like Paul. That what a great testimony that was yesterday.
Yes.
How it changed his life.
And others have told me over the years, you know, we get little notes and things from folks that talk about, you know, how the station has touched them and blessed them and encouraged them. I know a lady one time, she was talking about how that one particular program that she had been listening to for a while. She was wondering about Christianity, wondering about the Lord, and she heard a program, and that program was the catalyst that helped her make that decision to give her life to Jesus Christ.
Thank you, Lord.
I've had a brother, you know, that he was listening to Christian radio. He was on the verge of divorce, and that Christian programming gave him help, that encouragement to work it out, to make it stick. And they're still married today. You know, there's relationships that have been restored. People that have been, you know, that have questions about different aspects of the Christian faith. And they're listening into the teaching, and the Word of God is going out, and those questions are being answered.
Amen.
And God is working through this ministry to touch many, many lives every single day.
Right.
And you're exactly right, Francesco. Our family of supporters, our partners in ministry, make it possible for this to happen.
That's right.
You know, a lot of businesses out there, they have what they call a silent partner.
Yes.
And that's the guy that puts up the money. He may be the financier that floats the note and makes it possible to get in the building, get the supplies. But he's not the guy whose face is out there every day. He's not the fellow or the face of that business. He's kind of in the background, that silent partner, and making it possible for that other fella to be out there in the front. And you never know who he is. You never know that he's a part of that business. But without him or her, it wouldn't be possible.
That's right.
Well, we have a lot of silent partners, men and women, that are a part of this ministry. You never know who they are. You never hear about them. But they're giving that gift of $10 and $15, of $20. Without them, we would not be here. And they're just as important, sometimes probably more important.
That's right.
Than anybody else, because they're back there making it possible. Without them, we would not be able to broadcast the good news of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
At 89.9 FM. And there are many of those folks out there. It's not just one or two, but there's hundreds of people that contribute to this radio ministry that make it possible. Some of those gifts, we've had gifts that were $2. We've had a gift that was $5.
Yes, we did.
We've had that $10 a month gift, that $100 one-time gift. All of those gifts, every single gift makes it possible for us to do what we do.
That's right.
And, you know, we had a tremendous day yesterday, and a fellow that came in, Paul, coming in and blessing us in a tremendous way. But, you know, the same desire that he has to see this station continue,
that's right,
is the same desire of that person that gave $5.
It is.
They gave $100.
Yes.
They gave $50.
They gave the $2.
They gave the $2.
Yes.
They have that desire to see the Christian radio continues.
That souls are saved.
That souls are saved. That lives are changed.
And people are turned back to God. You know, even though they're saved, sometimes we slip. Sometimes we go away. And you know what?
I had a note, Francesco, that a lady sent in, said, "Thank you for keeping me on your mailing list. I've fallen away a little bit.
Yes.
But I thank God that you're still there. I'm still on your mailing list."
Praise God.
And, you know, she knew, she was confessing that she had slipped away, kind of got away.
I have prayed with people, and they tell me by listening to one word that they heard from a preacher or something on the station, that they turned back to God.
That's right.
And they had loved the Lord, and they just slipped. Things happened in their lives, and all of a sudden they heard something, and it just changed.
They got hurt.
They turned back.
That's right.
This time is so close and important for people to turn back to God, to get right, to receive that word.
I heard a message one time, wounded in the house of my friends. And so many believers get wounded.
Yes, they do.
Among other believers. You know, they have misunderstandings.
This is true.
They feel that something has been said or something has been done that somehow offends them, and Satan allows that to rise up and fester, and it causes a division not only between them and that man or that woman or that group. It separates them from God.
Yes, it does.
Satan is a deceiver.
Great deceiver.
And he uses every device that he can to divide and to deceive and to mislead. And sometimes these things are just misunderstandings.
That's right.
And when that happens, he will use it to pull that person away from God.
Right, or divide churches. He'll
and
use it
divide
every,
churches,
any way he can.
You know, it's awful.
Any, yeah.
How that happens sometimes. Mm-hmm. But sometimes that person that's been hurt and wounded, they will hear a word of encouragement or strength or help that comes through the Christian radio.
That's right.
You know, I've had people say, well, I'm upset. I'm not going back to church. I'm just going to listen to Christian television and radio. And yet they're listening, and they still miss the fellowship of the saints.
That's right.
They miss that bond that they had with that fellowship of believers. And we know that happens. It happens all the time. It happens far too often.
Mm-hmm.
But we thank God that through Christian radio, men and women can be turned back.
That's right.
Toward heaven.
Bless you, Lord.
And come back into fellowship with the church, with the body of Christ, wherever that might be. And so we are thankful,
yes,
that we have men and women that understand the importance of, yes, Christian radio. They get behind this ministry. They support it with a gift of financial support and make it possible for us to broadcast. Now, we've been talking a little bit. Haven't given,
yes,
that phone number.
I just realized that.
And somebody's going to call and say, you don't give the phone number enough. You're talking,
right,
too much. But we just are trying to convey to people, you know, the importance of what we're asking,
right,
you to do.
This is all about ministry. This is all,
that's
about,
right,
the message of what we get to do. And yes, here's the phone numbers. But, you know, what we're speaking about is more important than money. These are souls. These are lives. This is,
that's
reality.
Right.
This is the coming of the Lord, and we're fighting hard to get these souls in. Bless you. There's a call. Somebody knows.
And we
the
didn't
number.
Give the number.
And we didn't,
yeah,
give.
Well, let's give that number.
All right, here's
772-221-1100 is our local calling number. We do hope that you'll call and give today. 772-221-1100, toll free.
1-888-221-8990.
That's 1-888-221-8990. The lines are available. We're ready to take your call, your pledge of support. And listen to this. We're knocking on the door of that next $1,000 level.
Yes, we are.
$573 away. And if you can call today, please do. We're going to get back to some music, give you that chance to call.
Join
and
us.
And as we listen to this, the phone lines are wide open. Our website is also available at WCNO.com, where you can pledge or donate online,
yes,
at WCNO.com.
Be a blessing.
Mind has conceived what the Lord has prepared, but by